In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 20, the scripture says, in the place where you hear the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the shofar, God will fight for us. I've heard the shofar tonight. That tells me that God is fighting for us. Now think about that word, fight. What does that mean when it says God will fight for us? The Israelites were at the Red Sea. The people of God had no place to go. But God fought for them. When God fights, it's supernatural in nature. I don't want a man fighting for me. Man, I want God fighting for me. It's supernatural in nature. About 4 months ago, the Lord spoke to us and said, I want you to go on television. So we proceeded. We had no idea how it was going to happen, but we obeyed God. And a short time later, to my amazement, we were on television. It's on Dish Network, Sky Angel. And when the first phone call came, I took the call, and as I'm talking to the people, they were ordering a product. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, every time this phone rings, every time you take a call, before you hang up, I want you to pray a blessing over that person. I want you to sound the shofar over them and simply hang up. And that's what we're doing. Why? Because God said so. And that's where he wants all of us, to do what he says when he says. Bottom line, it's all about obedience. And when we obey God, the blessings of God follow us everywhere. 2 weeks ago, the phone rings, and the lady said, I have a prayer need. I have sores all over my foot. I have sugar diabetes, and it won't heal. And the doctors say there's nothing more they can do. We'll pray. I prayed for the lady before I hung up. One week later, the phone rings, and it's that lady. She said, Jim, I had to call you. I've been back to the doctor, and the wounds on my foot are healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the place where you hear the sound of the shofar, God will fight for you. In your home, where you hear the sound of the shofar, God will fight for you. And just last week, I'm taking calls again. And the lady calls and she said, you're the guy that was on the program. I said, yes, ma'am. My husband was in a car accident. He's got a broken neck. He's got a broken back. He's got several other broken bones in his body. Will you pray for him? I said, ma'am, is he close enough that you can get the phone to him? She said, let me put it on speaker. And I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Came against those things that he was dealing with. Hung up the phone. Just this Monday, the lady by the name of Julie calls me back. She said, Jim, do you remember my husband who had the accident? The broken back, broken neck, and bones broken throughout his body. She said, Jim, I had to call you. She said, Jim, the doctors were in amazement. When he walked into the doctor's office, They took x-rays. They could find nothing. They did scans. They could find nothing. They said, this can't be so. He can't be walking. They said, this has to be a miracle. In the place where the shofar is heard, in the place where the shofar is sounded, my God, your God will fight for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got any pain in your body tonight, I don't care how big it is or how small it is, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Pain doesn't belong to you. It's not of God. If you're at home watching and you've got pain in your body, I want you to get ready to give it up. To give it up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the place where you hear the sound of the shofar, God, not man, not Jim, but God. And God doesn't fight like a man. God fights supernaturally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe if you're standing, you're standing in faith. You're saying, God, I don't want this pain in my body anymore. Some of you got back pain. It's come back several times. But in the name of Jesus, I'm breaking that curse in the name of Jesus. And it's not going to reoccur again. You're getting delivered tonight. And you're going to stay delivered tonight in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stay standing. Stay standing. In the scripture, it talks about the walls of Jericho. That pain in your body is like one of those walls. It doesn't belong to you. And those walls came down. That pain's coming down. But it took the sounding of a shofar in obedience, and it took a mighty shout from the people of God. So as I get ready to sound the shofar, I want you to let a shout rise up in your belly. And I want you to shout until you've got the victory. And I tell you something, I don't want you to be surprised when the pain ain't there anymore. Because I expect it. I expect it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you, it's already left. It left because you stood in faith tonight. It's already gone. But get ready now. Get ready. Let that shout rise up within you. The walls are coming down. I want you to speak to that pain, whatever it is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Now let that shout come up. Jesus!